It's a pleasant Tuesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today are running near seasonable levels, and we're looking at plenty of sunshine and just a few clouds that are working into our area. Of course, the clouds will continue to thicken up tonight as our next storm works in late tonight into tomorrow morning, and we are looking ahead to a winter storm, which means snow across our area late tonight, right into Thursday, that's likely to bring moderate to heavy snow accumulation to the region. The storm itself will rapidly deepen along the coast during the day tomorrow. So as the stormy weather gets going, initially, it looks to be rather light in terms of the snow. But by tomorrow morning's commute, I would expect there to be at least some slippery travel conditions, especially from about the Lake George Saratoga region on south and also on west, as that snow will break out later tonight. And then as we go through tomorrow morning, the snow will be relatively light. But as we approach the noontime hour, as that storm continues to deepen to our south, the snow will ramp up in intensity, so conditions on the roads will go downhill as we head into tomorrow afternoon. Snowfall rates will pick up as we move into tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a bit breezy in spots as well, though it won't be quite as windy as it was with the storm late last week. The snow continues into tomorrow night, and then it ramps up late tomorrow night into Thursday, wrapping up from south to north across the area. So area south of Albany will wrap up with the snow late tomorrow night, early Thursday morning, and then we'll see the snow wrap up basically from south to north across our area as we head through much of the day on Thursday. Now, in terms of accumulation, we're looking at anywhere from about 6 to 14 inches of snow across the region. There is potential for some heavier snow, especially in portions of the Catskills, the Helderbergs, the Berkshires, and the Greens. So some of those areas could pick up a little bit more than 14 inches of snow. And then we'll still have some lingering snow showers heading into the day on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of late flurries, low in the 20s. For tomorrow, cloudy with snow developing, high 30 to 35. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with snow developing, low in the 20s. For tomorrow, cloudy, with snow becoming heavier during the day, high 30 to 35. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, turning cloudy, with light snow developing late, mainly after midnight, low 26 to 32. And for tomorrow, cloudy skies with light snow early, becoming heavier during the day, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight turning cloudy with light snow developing after midnight, low 25 to 30, and for tomorrow, cloudy skies with light snow early becoming heavier during the day, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with lingering areas of snow and snow showers, highs in the 30s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers or flurries, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.